A camp in the Missouri Ozarks is hosting a volatile mixture this week, teenagers and high explosives.
3, 2, 1.
At explosives camp, high school kids from as far away as Hawaii and Egypt set off dynamite, TNT, and plastic explosives. Dangerous? You bet. But the camp's leader says it's a worthwhile risk to attract new recruits into the unglamorous field of mine engineering and to sustain an industry facing a serious personnel shortage. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
On a slope in the leafy hills just outside Rolla, Missouri, a mischievous British expatriate named Paul Worsey is unlocking a big, heavy red steel box.
Dynamite! We gotta get some dynamite. Where was I?
Professor Worsey is short and stout, sporting a bright red shirt and a new cap, both of them advertising explosives camp.
Okay. Let's go blow something up.
Where were we? Oh, 20 yeah, teenage campers in hard hats stump along a rough gravel road past rusting mining equipment to a flooded limestone quarry. Niels Zussblatt, a tall, awkward-looking guy from St. Louis, carries 2 sticks of dynamite. During the week-long camp, Zussblatt will help blast rock from deep in a mine, obliterate a watermelon, cut steel beams, set off a wall of fire, and...
Blowing up the chicken was good, too. It flew about 4 bits of chicken guts to fly like 40 or 50 feet. The warning there was when you're looking at the explosion, do not have your mouth open.
Fire in the hole!
A concrete column erupts into a hail of rocky chunks on the far side of the quarry. But despite the skull-thumping blast, it hangs together, parts clinging to the surprisingly dense steel frame. Lesson? Do test shots. It's the only way to know how much rebar is hidden in the concrete. Professor Worsey tucks a little physics lesson into every detonation, and thus beguiles people like Brandon Meadows, a blonde kid with a tight ponytail.
Some people play baseball, some other people like numbers and math. I like to set off bombs.
You know, some might say you're exactly the kind of guy that shouldn't be at explosives camp.
I figure here, learning how to do it properly is better than messing around with it at home, right?
Meadows is already enrolled here at the University of Missouri Rolla for next fall. In fact, most of the campers will wind up attending the school, which is recognized as a leader in explosives engineering.
We managed to track the kids that might otherwise get into a little bit of trouble and managed to head them off at the pass and give them a good outlet and an opportunity for a career.
Each year, U.S. engineers shoot billions of pounds of explosives in mines and quarries, and most of them are about to retire. Bruce Watsman with the National Mining Association says that some 5,000 mining engineers will hang up their hard hats in the next decade. At the same time, the number of mine engineering graduates has dwindled to only about 100 a year, so recruiting is vital.
It's critically important. I mean, these are our workers to sustain this industry going forward.
Back at the quarry, one of the campers wades into the pond, looking for a good place to blow a jet of muddy water 200 or 300 feet straight up.
It's blue skies, not a cloud in the sky, but I can make it rain.
In a few minutes, everything's in place.
One, fire!
As the waterspout plummets back to earth, it's clear Worsey is having a blast. But mining companies look to him as kind of a rainmaker, seeding clouds of disaffected teenagers and hopefully precipitating a new generation of explosives engineers. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.